It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The latest Marquette University Law School poll has Governor Scott Walker and Democratic challenger Tony Evers tied in the race for governor. We get the latest on this race, plus a look at the U.S. Senate and Attorney General campaigns, and a peek at how we feel on some of the major issues in our state. What do you make of the state of the governor's race? What questions do you have about polling in the race for governor, and what about for U.S. Senate and for Attorney General? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org or WPR Mornings, the Twitter handle. Charles Franklin is the director of the Marquette University Law School poll and a professor of law and public policy. He's the co-founder of Pollster.com and the founder of PollsandVotes.com. Charles, welcome back to the Morning Show.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
The latest poll that you've done shows that Governor Scott Walker and Democratic challenger Tony Evers are in a tie. What's your take on this race based on the latest data?
We have the race at 47% for both candidates, and in a bit of a fluke, it turned out to be exactly the same number of respondents for both of them. So it isn't even a rounding error that they're equal. They're exactly equal. This is in line with what we've seen all year with the governor's race. In June, with likely voters, we had Walker ahead by 2. Then in August, we had a tie. In September, we had Evers up by 5, but then in early October, Walker by 1, and today or yesterday, this exact tie. I think that is consistent with our polling that shows this is a very tight toss-up race. It's fair to say that other pollsters from other organizations have typically shown Evers ahead by anywhere from 2 to 8 points.
Well, let's briefly get into the makeup of those polled. What does the sample look like and how many were involved?
Sure. We interviewed 1,400 registered voters statewide, and of that, 1,154 are likely to vote. Those likely voters have a margin of error of 3.2 percentage points. And our sample is with likely voters 1 point more Democratic than Republican if you include people who lean towards a party, and it's 1 point more Republican than Democratic among those who don't lean to a party. So I think the partisanship is an even split either way, as is the governor's race.
We have an email from Matt who writes, if Walker is favored by 96% of Republicans and Evers by 93% of Democrats, how can they be tied considering Evers has a 7% lead among independents?
Sure. Well, because there's also a few people who don't identify with the party. There's also a third-party candidate in the race, Libertarian Phil Anderson, who's getting 3% of the Democratic vote, but 0% of the Republican vote. So that's holding down the Democrat just a little bit because Democratic identifiers are nevertheless supporting the Libertarian. And then the Libertarian also gets a fair chunk of the independent vote. I believe it's about 7%.
Yeah, that seems really counterintuitive to me, that the Libertarians would be eating into the Democratic vote. Wouldn't Libertarians normally be more sympathetic to Republicans?
Libertarians go both ways. There are some elements in which they are pro-social issues, like marijuana legalization, for example. Other ways in which their free market approach at least used to be pro-Republican, though, as the Republican Party has shifted on issues like free trade and tariffs and much more protectionism and nationalism, you're seeing, I think, less of a free market orientation within the GOP now.
Charles Franklin is director of the Marquette University Law School poll. You can join us to talk about the latest results at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. What do you make of the state of the governor's race? What issue is the most important one to you this election season? Which of the gubernatorial candidates has your vote when it comes to that issue? And what questions do you have about polling in the race for governor? Governor, again, that number, 800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas at WPR.org or mention WPR Mornings on Twitter. Charles Franklin, as part of the Marquette poll, you're also asking people about the most important issue to them this election season. Walk us through those.
Yeah, we asked this in August as well. Things haven't changed very much. Health coverage is the number one issue for 25% of the voters. K-12 education for 20%. Jobs in the economy for another 20%. Those two are tied. And then a somewhat distant fourth is roads and highways at 12%. And then there are a variety of other things that are down in single digits, including taxes, prisons, the UW, and aid to local governments. What we see, though, is that it's probably not a surprise. The issues you see the candidates emphasizing tend to favor them. So health coverage, if that's number one, 65% of those voters are going for Evers, 32 for Walker. On K-12 education, 70% for Evers, 21 for Walker. But on jobs in the economy, that goes the other way, 20% for Evers, 74 for Walker. And on roads, it's interesting because that has been an issue that has gotten a lot of attention, but it's breaking almost evenly. Of those that say roads is most important, 50% for Evers, but 47% for Walker. A very narrow difference on roads, whereas the other issues clearly favor one candidate or the other.
Let's take a call from Jim in Brookfield. Jim, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Hey, good morning. Actually, some of my question has been answered by this. I'm concerned, whatever happened to, you know, it's the economy, stupid. I mean, when the economy is so good here, did you pinpoint numbers, and I think you just did note those. Well, I mean, with unemployment so low and jobs, you know, still out there for people, how does Tony Evers combat that? I mean, that's a big issue. I mean, he's got to acknowledge that the state of our economy is in very good hands right now.
I think that's right, in that we also ask what people's perceptions of the economy are. And a substantial plurality, not quite a majority, but a big plurality say the economy is better now than it was a year ago. Most of the others say it's about the same as a year ago, and it's a fairly small percentage that say it's worse. That's the global economy, or the economy, not the Wisconsin economy specifically. But I think you see in the economy and jobs issue how that is helping Walker, whereas the K-12 and healthcare were helping Evers. Walker also does very well on people who want to cut taxes as their most important problem, but that's only about 7% that picked taxes as the most important issue for them.
Jim, thank you for that call. How about Foxconn? How's that figuring into the election?
We've been monitoring Foxconn since the deal was finalized. And it's been pretty stable in what people think about it, with one exception this time. This time, 41% said they thought the state would get its money's worth from Foxconn. 40% said the state would not get its money's worth. That's the first time, even by just one percentage point, that Foxconn has looked like it was more people said it was worth it than not. On the other hand, 58% say it will help the Milwaukee area economically, but will it help your local businesses? 55% say not, only 33% say it will. And those last two haven't really changed much over the last 8 months.
Charles Franklin is the director of the Marquette University Law School poll. He stays with us as we continue to dig into the results of the latest Marquette poll. What's your take on the state of the U.S. Senate race? What issues matter most with that race? And we'll still talk about the Attorney General's race as well. Give us a call, 800-642-1234. I'm John Munson. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. We're talking about the latest Marquette Law School poll with Charles Franklin, who heads the poll, and he's with us to talk about the U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin, and we want to hear from you on this. What's your take on the Senate race? What issues matter to you in that race? And what about the Attorney General? That race is also considered a toss-up. What are you watching there? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org or mention WPR Mornings on Twitter. Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette University Law School poll and a professor of law and public policy. Charles, what's the state of the U.S. Senate race between U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and State Senator Leah Vuckmeer?
Unlike the very close governor's race, Tammy Baldwin is holding an 11-point lead, 54-43. That's hardly changed from a month from earlier in the month when it was a 10-point margin, 53-43. If the governor's race has been consistently pretty tight in our polling, the Senate race has consistently shown a Baldwin advantage of somewhere around 10 points, with the one exception of the August poll done right after the primary. So this race is outside the margin of error with that consistent Baldwin lead.
How has polling changed on this race over time?
Yeah, we've been pretty consistent with that lead. When we asked in June, for example, Baldwin was ahead by double digits, or 9 points, rather, sorry. And then that August poll was a tighter poll, but then it has been consistently wide. And again, outside polling organizations have also shown Baldwin substantially ahead. Vuckmeer has become better known to the public. Coming out of the primary, she was still unrecognized by over 60% of respondents. That's down to the low 20s now, which is still a little behind Tony Evers, who's a bit better known, but it's pretty widely known. One of the issues for Vuckmeer remains, has she fully unified the party behind her after a pretty bitter contest in the Republican primary?
And what about Baldwin's job rating?
She is a bit net positive. We ask favorable, unfavorable for Baldwin, and she was at 45 favorable, 40 unfavorable. That's unchanged since earlier in the month. Her long-term job or favorability has been close to even between favorable and unfavorable, with some polls a plus two or three and some a minus two or three. But over the last 8 months, her favorable rating has steadily risen, while her unfavorable has steadily declined. That's a bit unusual in a campaign season when often both sides suffer from rising unfavorable ratings.
Charles Franklin is the director of the Marquette University Law School poll. We're talking about the last Marquette Law School poll before next week's election and kind of figuring out what it all means. We have some callers who want to join us. Let's go to Milwaukee, where Nate is ready to go. Nate, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I was going to mention my preferred issue in the governor's race and also ask a question about what might have been in the poll. I'm concerned about gerrymandering because I think it takes away accountability from the people in government, and Mr. Walker has said he'll probably try to do it again. And also just plain trust, because I remember 4 years ago, Republicans were claiming that it was scare tactics for Democrats to say that Walker would make Wisconsin right to work if he stayed as governor. And right after getting reelected, he did. And now Walker's saying it's Democratic scare tactics to be concerned about pre-existing conditions. So I'm wondering what if you asked if people trust either candidate or not.
Good questions. We have not asked trust about the candidates in this cycle. We've asked about trust in government a good bit over the years, and it probably won't surprise you that trust in government's pretty low at this stage. But we have not asked specifically about the candidates or whether people think they will keep their promises, for example. What we have asked about that you mentioned is coverage of pre-existing conditions. And one of the interesting results there is that 82% say that coverage is very important to them. And those folks are breaking, the reason, the unanimity of that opinion is what I'm trying to say, is one of the reasons we see both campaigns, and for that matter, both Senate campaigns, talking about that issue and how they would handle that issue. All candidates these days seem to be saying we'll keep coverage of pre-existing conditions, but that flies in the face of opposition to the Affordable Care Act, which guarantees the coverage of pre-existing conditions. So this has become an issue in which both sides want to be in favor of pre-existing condition coverage, but we're having a bit of an argument about which one is more trustworthy on that issue.
And, Nate, thanks for that call. We had a caller, John from Menominee, who called in, couldn't stay with us, but he said he's concerned about health care and pre-existing conditions, and that seems like you're hearing a lot about that from all the other people you're polling, and so lots of people out there like John. I want to turn briefly to the attorney general race. Where do those polls stand in the race between incumbent Brad Schimmel and challenger Josh Call?
Well, that race has been tightening over time. It was a 7-point Schimmel lead in September, then a 4-point lead early October, and now it's just a 2-point lead in this latest poll. That's well inside the margin of error. Both of these candidates are much less well-known than the Senate and governor's candidates. Even Brad Schimmel, who's been in office for 4 years as attorney general, suffers from 45% of the public say they don't know enough about him to have an opinion of him. But Josh Call, even more, 72% say they don't have an opinion about him. Now, that's come down for Call from 92% in September. So the campaign is introducing him to voters. But here, with a week left, there's very little time for people to learn more about these candidates. We also saw that reflected in watching debates, where 75% said they'd not paid any attention to the attorney general's debates or the news coverage of them. Given that this is arguably the second most important statewide office, it's unfortunate, I think, that the campaign and the candidates and the election are not getting as much attention as the top two races for governor and Senate.
How enthusiastic are people about voting based on the latest polling?
Overall, pretty enthusiastic. We are estimating a turnout of between 2.4 and 2.5 million voters. That would be between the 2014 election here for governor and the 2012 recall election, but well below the 3 million that turn out in a presidential year. Finally, in contrast, in 2010, the year Walker was elected, only 2.1 million turned out. So we'd be a little surprised from our data if turnout is much below 2.4, but we'd be surprised if it was over 2.5.
Well, we do know that nearly 380,000 Wisconsinites have voted early this fall, a record number for a midterm election, and that number will go up as early voting continues. That comes from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, so that could perhaps be an indication. One other thing that I wanted to ask you about in your polling, do you get any sense at all of how third-party candidacies will affect one candidate or the other in any of these races?
There is a little bit of that, and it's especially with the governor's race, because that race is so close. In our data for the governor's race, Libertarian Phil Anderson is getting 3% overall. Anderson ran for Senate 2 years ago and got 2.96%, I believe. So 3% would be right in line with what he did in the Senate race. But that 3% is coming from Democrats. Democrats are going 93 for Evers, 3 for Walker, but they're also going 3 points for Anderson, the Libertarian, whereas no Republicans are doing that. Independents, as you'd expect, are more likely to go for Anderson at 5%. So this is a case where if the governor's race is as close as it seems to be in our data, all third party, and there's several other independent candidates on the ballot, could, in principle, accumulate enough votes to be the difference in the governor's race. And so there is some role that's being played there.
What else will you be watching for in the waning days of this election season?
Well, I think we mentioned enthusiasm a minute ago. Democrats this year are more enthusiastic than Republicans by about a 7-point margin. And that's been pretty consistent over the year. It's varied in exactly the size, but an average of about a 7-point Democratic advantage. Also, in response to our question, are you absolutely certain to vote? Democrats are a little bit more likely to vote this year than Republicans. That's unusual for a midterm here in Wisconsin, where the midterm electorate is usually a bit more Republican.
Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette University Law School Poll and professor of law and public policy. He's the co-founder of Pollster.com, the founder of PollsandVotes.com. Charles, thank you for joining us.
Always good to be here. Thank you.
For more information about election coverage, visit WisconsinVote.org. I'm John Munson. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Stay tuned.